This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so lovely to be joined by Dr. Brian Higgins from Galway Primary Care. Brian, we had such a fantastic chat the last time that we had to get you back on. Thanks so much for joining me here on iRadio. It's lovely to catch up with you.
It's a pleasure. It's always nice to chat to you.
Thanks so much. Now, Brian, a report by the Irish Independent this week, it's raised a few eyebrows as workers are getting sick certs for €25 without actually seeing a doctor, often giving them a cheap few days off work. As a practicing GP, what's your initial reaction that some websites are issuing sick certs without any direct contact between a patient and a doctor?
I don't think anyone believes that. Mm-hmm. Going onto a website and filling out a form that goes to somebody that you have never met, who then writes a certification to say you're unfit for work, I don't think anyone believes that that's right. And I think it's a very unfortunate situation where a government policy came out to give people support for when they're unwell, because we don't want people who have infectious illnesses going to work, and we don't want people going to work when they're not able to. But I think maybe the mistake that was made was that for short term illnesses, that a doctor needed to certify the illness, because what that meant is for those self-limiting infections that don't need a doctor, by the government saying this needs medical certification, now they need a doctor, but not for medical care, for paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From a clinical standpoint, is it safe to issue a medical cert based on only a self-filled questionnaire without actually seeing somebody? Now, we know that people often do, like what we're doing, we're having a chat over Zoom, and you may be able to talk to somebody or that kind of thing, but this seems to be just a self-filled out questionnaire without actually seeing or speaking to the patient.
Well, I don't have insight to what happens on those websites, but yeah. I have, when they came up originally, I did look at them, and it does seem like that people can go on, fill out a form, and they receive a cert. That's not right, especially when you have no relationship with that patient. Certainly in our practice, like, we know our patients, we don't provide certs to anyone we don't know. And we have a screening process. What happens is somebody contacts our practice, they kind of say they have an illness, and if that patient needs care for that illness, we arrange for them to come in and see their doctor. But if they need a certification, what we do is arrange a phone call so the doctor can chat to them over the phone, make sure that they're okay and they don't need care as such, and then sort them out with the sick cert. Because it's not fair not to do that, because we're actually obstructing people from support that's available to them. But it does mean, unfortunately, that we're using up medical time for people who don't actually need a doctor, mm-hmm. and they just need a signature. And I think that's not right, because unfortunately, when we work in a fixed capacity model where we only have a certain number of doctors that can see a certain amount of people a day, if you set up a system where people who don't need a doctor get a doctor, mm-hmm. that means that people who might need a doctor aren't able to access them. And we all know that accessing your GP is a problem at the minute. Yep. And unfortunately, that's probably part of the reason why there's this, I don't want to say profiteering, but it's probably not the worst word. Opportunism is probably a better word, where these businesses have set up and said, look, people can't get to their own doctor. They need a cert. They don't need care. Let's set up a website where we can make a few bob out of people.
Yeah. A major talking point, obviously, in this situation is that some of the online doctors are not registered in the Irish medical system. Do you have worries about this, where they might be prescribing things for patients?
Well, I think it's a little bit different from the certification query about just going on to a website and sending a form to a doctor that you've never met to receive back another certificate with a signature on it. I think that's one thing. It's an entirely different thing where people are actually receiving treatment, because if it's a case that somebody is giving a patient a prescription or medication without ever seeing them, that would be totally against any good practice guidelines.
Yeah.
Whatever about doing a phone call, but doing a prescription from a form would not be right.
Yeah. Obviously, we've already said that GPs are under time pressure. Is there a frustration in the profession that, you know, there's, I suppose, genuine care is being given face to face, and obviously then you've got the convenience of somebody being able to go online. Is that line becoming a little bit blurred somehow?
I think, do you know, a hammer is just a tool, and really what matters is how you use it. Mm-hmm. And certainly if people are using online doctors through their health insurance companies and they're well-trained registered doctors, and they're using that as a screening tool. And the doctor says to them, hey, look, I think you have a cold, take some paracetamol and rest for a few days.
Yeah.
Or the doctor says, actually, do you know what? I think you really need to see somebody, get in and see your doctor. I think they can actually be a big support to general practice.
Sure.
The problem is where those tools are used incorrectly. And I think it's something that as a profession that we probably need to work on making them something that is beneficial for patients and also beneficial for the medical community. I don't think there's something that's necessarily good or bad.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, employers are saying that they're being forced to accept digital certs even when there's no actual consultation involved. But do you think that this is undermining trust in sick leave systems? Because obviously, I know that even with our group, we've got access to an online doctor. Like for what you've said, you know, if I have laryngitis and I know myself I can't go on air and I sound terrible and nobody should be listening to me on the radio, and they're like, would that girl ever go home and stop spreading her germs around the office? You know, for like that, an online doctor can be very helpful. But obviously, you know, what's the line that may be crossed with employers having to accept these types of certs when maybe they're not entirely sure where they've come from?
Do you know what? I think that probably speaks more to the relationship of the employee and the employer than anything to do with the certificate. Because I certainly know, like, we've a really close-knit team here. And if one of the guys picks me up and says they're too sick to come into work today, like, I trust them. I'm not even going to ask them to get a certificate.
Of course, yeah.
So I think there might be, you know, I think most people are decent, and maybe that's a little bit naivety, but like there are certainly going to be cases where things are abused. But I think most people are just trying to get on with their day and get on with their life. And I think it's a pity when we look at the outliers, which are, and the truth is in most systems, people aren't abusing them. And often we see these like individual cases that are being abused, and we use that as a reflection for the whole system. And that's just often not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. How would you like to see an improvement in telemedicine here in Ireland? And has it got, I suppose, a tie in with improvement in the healthcare system? I know we've spoken about the likes of pressure that's on yourselves, the GP system. But obviously, it'd be great if it could all work together to try and help both your industry and the telemedicine industry.
Yeah, well, I'm probably old fashioned. Personally, I much prefer seeing people in person.
Yeah.
Because I've had patients come into me for a blood pressure check, and when I've been checking their blood pressure, I've spotted a melanoma on their arm.
Wow.
That they never noticed. And or, you know, somebody comes in and they have they've a little bit of a chest infection, but you see them and they look a bit down and you get chatting and they're actually being quite depressed. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the art of general practice, often the biggest value that the patient gets out of the consultation is often not actually what they came in for. And I think when it comes to telemedicine, you just get what you ask for, because you lose the kind of additional benefit of seeing someone in person. That said, we just can't see everybody. Like it is true that people probably have a lower threshold now for contacting a doctor than maybe they did 20 years ago. And in many ways, that's actually quite a good thing, because we want people to have a good relationship with their healthcare provider and access care early. And I think what we need to do is use telehealth as a really good tool to ensure access and maybe take away some of the burden. So using telehealth as a screening tool to say, gosh, yeah, do you know what? You probably need to see a doctor in person to listen to your test to see if you have a chest infection. But unfortunately, what can happen is when you're a doctor at the end of a telephone and you can't examine someone, it's hard not to give a treatment, even just to cover yourself. Because if you miss something when you're chatting to someone over the phone, it's very hard to stand over not giving a treatment. Or at least when you've seen someone in person, you can more confidently say, look, this is a cold, not a bacterial infection. You really don't need an antibiotic. It's a much harder thing to do over the phone. So you probably get a little bit more inappropriate antibacterial prescribing over the phone, and these are problems that I think that'll get kinked out with technology going forward.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Dr. Brian Higgins, of course, you're from Galway Primary Care. If people want to check out your resources online, give you a follow, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, probably I'll be most active on Dr. Brian Higgins, which is my Instagram handle, and we also have the Galway Skin Clinic and the GP Care website as well.
Brilliant. Dr. Brian Higgins, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're super busy, so we really appreciate it here on iRadio on The Hub. And listen, I hope you have a fab evening.
Thank you. You too.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.